Beyond the E-Myth, the evolution of an enterprise from a company of one to a company of 1,000. Author, Michael Gerber. A company buyers will love. A company is nothing other than a product you're preparing to sell. The measure for how well a company does, what it does, is only two things. First, its success in its ability to attract and keep customers better than any other company. And second, the return on equity a company produces time after time. A company which buyers absolutely love possesses the uncanny and seemingly unnatural ability to scale, which, put in a much simpler way, is that company's intuitively brilliant ability to grow. The Dreaming Room. The sole purpose of what we're about to do is to design, build, launch, and grow your company in exactly and definitively the way it must be done in order to prepare it for the supreme moment when the prospective buyer of your company, whoever that may be, walks in your door and asks you to show her your company. And you not only can, but in precisely the way that will assure you she will say yes, with a great big check. To first envision that great growing enterprise, your very first step is what we have named the Dreaming Room. Think of it as the incubator where your dream, your vision, your purpose, and your mission are awakened in your dreamers, your thinkers, your storytellers, and your leader's mind. We start out at the very beginning of your company, where you're standing right now, what we'll call NewCo, rather than OldCo. The four pillars of your NewCo. Your dream is the great result your company intends to produce in a way no other company has ever produced it. Your vision is the form your company must take in order to produce that result. Your purpose is the outcome you are going to produce for your most important customer. Your purpose starts and ends with your most important customer. Your mission is the core operating system you must invent for your company to succeed at what it is setting out to do. It will show your most important buyer how you did what you set out to do. Your mission is the system at the heart of it all. Understanding the entrepreneur. Before the dreaming could begin, we need to identify who it was that was going to be dreaming it. An entrepreneur is not just one person, but four, each with its own role, each with its own contribution to the emergence of an enterprise. Those personalities are the dreamer, the thinker, the storyteller, and the leader. The dream of the dreamer. No worthwhile venture can be started without a clear and compelling dream. A true entrepreneur's dream is not about the dreamer, it's about the consumer. The dream we are talking about here starts out with nothing, rather than with something. The vision of the thinker. The vision frames and defines the great how through which your dream is going to be manifested in the world and on the street, rather than just in your imagination. In other words, your dream must become street smart if it is to stand a chance of succeeding. So, in establishing your vision, you are looking for a street smart business model to emulate by taking this model apart and putting it back together again to fit your purpose to get the results you want. The purpose of the storyteller. The story your storyteller is about to tell must strike to the core of your audience's frustrations. Your story has got to address only one thing that stands out as the greatest obstacle in the way of your audience's ability to achieve an objective that is most important to them. The mission of the leader. Without the leader, none of what we have done stands a chance of becoming a reality. The leader is on a mission to turn the dream, the vision, and the purpose into commitments, promises, and actions, charged with the earnest intent to touch the hearts of the people who are going to be needed to do the real work, and to believe you, not just in you. On the street with questions. NewCo starts out on the street, with calls on your prospective customers. Meet face-to-face with your central demographic model consumer and ask them the most important questions you can ask. Everything begins on the street in the marketplace, because the marketplace reflects the heart, mind, and experience, which is the life of your customer. You need to know who the owner of the business is, his or her name, how long the business has been here, how long the person you are talking to has been working for that business, whether they like it or not, and what their job is. Your intention is to know the owner better, the business better, and the people in the business better. The measure of the model. In our seminar, we establish the measure we are going to use throughout our process of establishing our credibility and challenging the small business owners we are calling on. That gap, the sum and total of those missing pieces we revealed in the needs analysis, was the measure. This was critical. From the very outset, our credibility was always in question, just like yours is, and your credibility is measured according to the model you're using. The checklist, with the responses and answers you accumulate, is at the heart of your credibility, which is at the heart of your story you will tell, which is at the heart of your client fulfillment system. Because it is your client fulfillment system which is intended to solve that complex problem by awakening, In the example of our client, the requirement, the absolute requirement of her company is to grow, to work on her company, rather than just in her company, to design, build, launch, and grow the essential systems which are needed in order to replicate her company's ability to produce the results it has promised to do. Client acquisition system. Client acquisition is a process that begins with lead generation and ends with lead conversion. The point of client acquisition is to make a true believer, not a sale. At the heart of your client acquisition system is a great story. That great story is what fueled the creation of your client fulfillment system. Understand that your client fulfillment system is both the genesis of your client acquisition system and the outcome of your discovery of it. The mechanics of client acquisition. First, there's lead generation. Lead generation has distinct and definable beginning, middle, and end. It begins in your first efforts to identify your best customer, who they are, where they are, and what needs they hope to fill. Your lead generation system ends at the point at which your potential customers identify themselves as such. They raise their hand, send an email inquiry, click for more information, make a phone call, walk into your shop, and ask a question. They're at that point a generated lead. Four-legged turnkey management system. A business is an aggregate of up to 7 turnkey practices, plus a turnkey management system. Once you do invent your turnkey client fulfillment system and your turnkey client acquisition system, you're now ready to replicate them exactly in the way that Ray Kroc replicated his McDonald's hamburger stand. To make the leap from a well-oiled practice to a fully functioning business made up of 7 practices, you are now called to create something new. You need a turnkey management system. Picture your management system as a 4-legged stool. The 4 legs are innovation, quantification, orchestration, and improvement. What it takes. You have got to be inspirable, to leave all your excuses behind, your precious reasons for who you are, where you are, doing what you do, the way you do. You have got to accept the stubborn fact that the process we have laid out can only be taken one step at a time, no leapovers. And finally, you have got to have standards. At the heart of the heart, and the very outset of every entrepreneurial organization, must be standards.